What's up? In all of our stewardship efforts, we follow Jesus Christ. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Stewardship, a Sacred Trust, and signed November 2009, page 93. You've been served. More than 200 youth from the Las Cruces, New Mexico, and El Paso, Texas stakes came together last summer for one purpose, to help those in need. Armed with gloves, water bottles, and sunscreen, they came eager to serve. Some of the youth painted houses. Some moved mounds of gravel. Some pulled weeds, mowed lawns, and pruned trees and bushes, while others cleaned up loads of garbage. In all, 4 churches and 57 homes were transformed and beautified during the 2-day Helping Hands Youth Conference. Rebecca Daw, a member of the youth committee that organized the conference, said, "Service helps both the giver and the receiver. It helps us become better, stronger, more loving people. We need to be out doing stuff, doing hard work." Of the 57 families that benefited from the service projects, 52 were not members of the church. By the time the service projects ended the second day, 7 of these families had requested copies of the Book of Mormon. Along with all the service projects, the youth also enjoyed food, activities, and a closing fireside with a slideshow and testimonies on the second day of the conference. Practice and preparation. One Sunday, I was asked to play my violin during sacrament meeting. I was very nervous playing, and my hands and legs were shaking. People in the congregation thought that I played very well, but I felt that I could have done better. As Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30 says, "If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear." I learned from this experience the importance of practice. This applies not only to an instrument, but to anything in life. For example, in geometry class, I did not understand the material very well. When I practiced hard, it paid off in the end, and I was able to keep up with the material. It is the same with the gospel. If we practice bearing our testimonies, we will do better and not be so nervous or hesitant in sharing them. In fact, I sometimes share my gospel knowledge with my atheist friend at school. I know that we will do better in life when we practice. Tafar C., age 15, Virginia. Hymn Vocabulary Number 5. Do you know the meaning of that hymn you just sang? Choose the correct definition for each of the following words that can be found in one or more of our hymns. A. Despot, Hymns Number 272. Number 1. A large cooking container. 2. A ruler with absolute power. 3. A designated location. Or 4. A song of praise. The answer is 2, a ruler with absolute power. B. Flail, Hymns Number 197. 1. To beat or flog. 2. To run swiftly. 3. To shout or scream. 4. To be unsuccessful. The answer is 1. To beat or flog. C. Crag, Hymns Number 97. 1. To complain excessively. 2. A tall tree. 3. A thief. 4. A steep, rugged cliff. The answer is 4. A steep, rugged cliff. D. Providence, Hymns Number 108 and 149. Number 1. On time or punctual. 2. Adept or skilled. 3. The protective care of God. Or 4. Feeling great happiness. The answer is 3. The protective care of God. E. Reproved, Hymns Number 273. 1. Hindered or slowed down. 2. Repaired or reconditioned. 3. Turned upside down. 4. Reprimanded or punished. The answer is 4. Reprimanded or punished. The Church in Panama. In 1941, the first branch was organized for military personnel stationed in the Panama Canal area. Church membership at that time was 100. In 1961, Elder Marion G. Romney of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles gave church literature to the president, Robert F. Chiari. When the government officially recognized the church in 1965, missionary efforts began. The first meeting house was completed in April 1970 on the Ustopo Island. In 1989, when the Panama City Mission was created, there were 10,400 members in Panama. Here are a few facts about the church today in Panama. Membership, 43,703. Missions, 1. Temples, 1. Wards and branches, 91. Family History Centers, 13. My favorite article. Tell everyone what your all-time favorite New Era article is. To share your favorite article with other readers, go to newera.lds.org and click Submit Your Material. And as long as you're online, do a search by title and author to find some of these favorites from other readers. Either way, it's a win-win deal. You get to share your favorites with other teens, and you just might discover some new favorites recommended by others. The Visitor by Ken Merrill, Janet T., Man's Dominion by Hugh W. Nibley, David E. House of Holiness by Richard M. Romney and Elisa D. Me and the Merry-Go-Round, Wendy T. The Child, the Boy, the Man Few People Know by Elder Bruce R. McConkie, Marjorie R. My Favorite Scripture. I like to read 1 John chapter 2, verse 25, because it reminds me that Heavenly Father has promised we can live forever. And because of the restored gospel, I know that I can live forever with my family if we stay worthy, go to the temple, and keep the promises we make there. Celesta P., age 12, India. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Go to newera.lds.org and click on Submit Your Material. By the numbers, 11,623. Number of sound-producing pipes in the tabernacle organ. End of the article, What's Up?